When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here's Richard Levy.
Warm greetings in the cold winter of the north and the balmy weather out in California and wherever you might be in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Greetings to you from Richard Levy in Chicago. We're so glad that you've tuned in today to Wealthy Thoughts. We're going to be talking about your choice of thoughts, mental images, and affirmations you need to focus on a daily basis if it is success, prosperity, and love that you so much desire. Remember, we're talking about what you can do with your choice of thoughts, not changing the world, not changing the relatives, not changing the boss, not wishing that people would be nicer to you. Your energy starts with your thoughts and your intentions. Friends, claiming your true power is exciting, and it also can be challenging. We are all plagued by fears and patterns that keep our most brilliant selves in hiding. What if you could bust through these old patterns that keep you from living your fullest? You know inside you are a wonderful woman or man with so much to offer the world. But those negative voices of the past seem to get in your way of living a happy, joyous, and prosperous life. You come to the right place, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to break through these limitations? My guest today, Barbara Wilder, will show you the path to regain your power, to achieve, to live life to the fullest. Barbara is the highly acclaimed author of Embracing Your Power, Woman, and Money is Love. All those great titles. She has been teaching women to wake up to their true power, purpose, and prosperity for over 20 years. She has taught thousands of women just like you to embrace the power and the light within to achieve their soul desires. Listen to this wonderful quote from the renowned expert of spiritual thought, Deepak Chopra. Quote, Barbara Wilder teaches women to access and nurture their deepest selves. That's simply beautiful. And it's very sincere from a very sincere and well-known personality. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my deepest pleasure to welcome Barbara Wilder to Wealthy Thoughts. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing and how are you feeling today?
Oh, hi, Richard. Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. I am so glad to be here with you and at this beginning, this first week of 2015, which is going to be such an amazing year.
It is going to be an amazing year, and thank you for setting that out as an intention for everybody in our listening audience, whether you're in the United States, in California, in the cold Midwest, or in Europe. We're so glad to have you with us, Barbara. Your loving energy is powerful, and it feels great. Barbara, you've written two hit books with the third one coming out, and you have even a workshop coming up, Wake Up Your Power Woman. We're going to come back to your two books, your newest book, and certainly that workshop, which is a must for our women listeners out there to get in touch with yourselves and with prosperity. But first, let's get to know Barbara. Barbara, did you happen to have an experience in your life that you could share with our listeners that was, let's say, a turning point or a challenge, a person or persons caused you to shift your focus away from the problem or the challenge onto your strengths and start on a positive path where you are now after 20 years to help others find success, happiness, and basically their power? Could you share with us something that maybe you went through?
Well, yes, I can. It was, One day I got a call that my mother was going to die. I got in the car and drove 500 miles to her bedside.
Oh.
Because she's my mom, you know. Mm.
Of course.
And we had always had a bit of a volatile relationship, but always great love. And I was sitting next to her, and the doctor came in, and she said, "Doctor, I'd like you to meet, this is my daughter, she's my bad child."
Oh.
And then she pointed to my brother and said, "He's my good child."
Oh, Barbara, that hurts me as much as it hurts you. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Sad.
And then 24 hours later, she died. Mm-hmm. And I sat with her the whole time, and mm-hmm. just held her hand. And then we got to reading the will, and she cut me completely out of the will, and she gave everything except for $10,000 to my brother.
Tragic.
And she wrote in the will really mean, horrible things to make sure I knew that she was punishing me. And my brother didn't share the. And then my brother, you know, didn't share. He just said, "Well, this is my money," and she, and so I kind of, you know, went into a down a spiral. Down spiral. I mean, your mother does not only die; she hurts you so badly at her death, and it was the mm-hmm. weirdest kind of grief. And I was just in this really dark place. But I had been working with light energy and healing tools for many years by that time, and I kept myself at a level of looking for understanding and trying to see what I could do and what my lessons were. But as much as I tried to do that, and with all my tools and everything, and as a spiritual healer person, I still just could not get it together. And finally, I ended up moving to Boulder, Colorado. I had to leave L.A. I had to leave my life. I just had to do something new. And when I got to Boulder, I thought everything was going to be, okay, this is going to be good. I'm listening to my higher self. I'm on the right path. And I'll figure out how to make money. It'll all be good. And it got worse. It looked like it got worse because, nothing's really ever getting worse. It's only taking you always where you're supposed to be going to
mm-hmm.
learn your truth. And mm-hmm. but it got to the place where we couldn't make any money, that the things that we had been making money at, that we, like writing and stuff, all dried up, and we went bankrupt. And there I was in Boulder, Colorado, 1,300 miles from home. My mother's dead. I'm bankrupt. And I even asked my brother if I could just borrow $10,000, and he said, no, I had to learn how to handle money better.
Ooh.
And
tough one.
Yeah. So I But I just kept doing my work, and I just kept meditating, and I just kept, doing the healing work. And one day, some friends came over for dinner, and they said they were going to hear the talk or going to the birthday party of a man named Stanley Messenger, who was from England, and he was there talking about in Boulder, talking about crop circles. And I just have always been fascinated by crop circles, so I went, yeah, I'd love to go. So we went there to this party, and we walked into the party, and we were late, and he was actually this adorable man. He was 80, and he had this cute little white ponytail, and he was standing mm-hmm. up on the hearth giving a little talk about crop circles. And we walked in and quietly and stood at the back of the room, and he was talking. And all of a sudden he looked at me and he stopped talking about crop circles. And he looked at me and he said, "I just have to tell you that money is love." And then he started talking about crop circles right where he'd left off. And I was standing there, and I just, you know, I just had all of this tragedy, seeming tragedy around money in my life. And but those words came out of his mouth, and it was like they went straight into my heart. And I went,
powerful.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And from that point on, I went up and asked him. I went up and said afterwards, okay, tell me about money is love. Tell me. And he said, I don't know anymore. He said, I just know some people I know in Scotland are talking about that. And he said, the other night, just before I went to sleep, I saw this pink ball of light. And then I heard the words, money is love. And when you walked in, I saw that pink ball of light. And I knew I had to say the words. And I said, well, you know, in my work that I work with light, the pink light is the Christ light. And he said, yeah, that would make sense. And all of a sudden, I understood that this new era we're moving into, this new era of where we're all, you know, bringing forth the Christ through ourselves, every one of us, that we're also bringing abundance and love of and for all of us. And it all came in, and it all started to fall into place. And I started researching money, and I ended up writing Money is Love, which is my first book, and so, helped me transform my life.
Well, first of all, as accomplished you are, as you are, and I could tell, we felt through the airwaves, we visualized in the best of our ability, you sitting at a hospital room, the mother being so, what she felt was kind, but in a way very mean to you, rejecting, and then the brother is rejecting. And I sent you, as you spent about 10 seconds, 15 in the sadness, 15 seconds sadness, you've now come back into your energy, your field of energy. And ladies and gentlemen, everybody in the radio world listening to the show has been through a challenge more or less like or equivalent to what Barbara just shared with us. And Barbara, we thank you for sharing that. And look where you went from rejection, from a very brutal family experience, to Boulder. You met the gentleman, Mr. Messenger, from Scotland. And he turns to you in the silence of the room and says, money's love. And you asked him about it. And he said, well, I don't know too much about it, but I believe money's in love. And you've taken off on that subject and written Money is Love. And you've become an expert on this topic. Barbara, what would you say to the man or woman out there who's having financial difficulties, that is in debt, that's looking to pay the next bill? Either they've overspent, they've spent too much on the credit cards, and or they're just looking to start over. Where is money in love? How can they connect the two together? I realize we could spend hours on that fascinating subject.
Yes, we could. Well, I'll break it down into a few different parts.
Okay.
And the first thing I want to address is debt. Because right now, there are so many people in debt, and there are so many people living under the stress of getting out of debt and feeling like they are bad, bad people for being in debt. And so first of all, this is one of the things I just truly want people to understand. The entire country is trillions of dollars in debt.
True.
Stop.
True.
Being guilty about being in debt. Stop letting yourself be, because what it does is it keeps you in fear and self-hate when you're angry at yourself for being in debt or feeling guilty about being in debt. So just know that the whole world is in debt, and go, okay, I'm in debt. Now, let me get on with my life. Let me find out what I'm doing with the rest of my life. Because so many people get stuck in this in this thing where everything has to be about getting rid of your debt, that all you do is keep your mind in this fear and in this shame, in the shame. And the rest of your life can't unfold. The ways to your abundance can't unfold while you're in that kind of consciousness. The only way out into your life of abundance and prosperity is to move into the vibration of love and joy and open and allow your prosperity. So basically I'm saying get off your case.
Barbara,
you
may
know,
I just...
To take responsibility. Yep,
I would like to emphasize that point before we get on. I think it's so basic. You explained it so well, so clearly to our audience out there listening that those who are in debt, and Barbara's talking about the trillions of debt in the United States, other countries are in debt also, but we're speaking about the U.S. She said, and correct me if I got this wrong, Barbara, get over the guilt. As long as, ladies and gentlemen, with those of you having financial challenges and you're in debt, as long as you're feeling guilty, you're feeling fear and self-hate and shame, you're not going to get out of that hole that you've dug for yourself. Somehow you have to shift from the guilt, from the fear, the self-hate and shame into love and joy. Barbara, again, you and I know that we could spend hours, and you're a coach, and we're going to come back to your coaching in a little bit later in the show because I want the audience to be able to find out how to get a hold of you. But for the man or woman out there, Barbara, who feels guilt, and they say, okay, Barbara, I raise my hand, guilty as charged, that is, and you're not charging anybody, but that's just a phrase. They're feeling guilty. Mm-hmm. They're feeling self-hate and shame. Where's the off button? What would you suggest they do in a short answer? What advice would you give them if you were coaching them?
Begin to meditate. Bring meditation into your day, every day. Start your day with meditation. Start your day in a place of silence and peace. Even if you can only do it for 5 minutes a day. You can go to my website, and I have a light energy healing meditation that you can just listen to, and you don't even have to do anything. Just listen to me. Because it's in meditation and in the quietness and bringing light into you that you're going to be able to find that opening. Because inside of you, your truth is that you are the light, you are love, and you are all abundance. That's your truth. And so the only way to get to know that is to get into the place of peace that comes through meditation.
All right. So you have a meditation on your website. It's your calming. And ladies and gentlemen, and I mean this very sincerely from the bottom of my heart, Barbara has a loving, soothing voice, kind, encouraging, supporting. How would you like to wake up every morning and take that 5 minutes in meditation, put off those emails, those text messages, the telephone calls, and invest in yourself and go to Barbara's website? Barbara, would you share with the audience your website and how they would find that meditation, please?
Sure. The website is www.barbarawilder.com. And then you just click on meditations and prayers. And then there is a video meditation right there. And it's all free just for you.
Very fine. And Barbara, this, and I'm not being silly by any means, but I would like to make a point. The person, the man or woman who's in debt and has experienced that negativity, those negative feelings of guilt, self-hate, fear, shame, they need to decide if they're going to come out of this to spend 5 minutes at least in the morning, every morning, in meditation and listening, for example, to your program, to your meditation. So we're saying that the people who are in a situation need to change their rituals in the morning instead of getting up and reading about the bad news of the day and reading the jokes on the internet and about everybody else's lives on reality TV. They need to get in touch with their reality and spend time with themselves. Is this a more or less accurate, Barbara?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Perfect. I couldn't say it better. Absolutely.
Okay. You say, Barbara, and ladies and gentlemen, we're going to repeat the Barbara's website throughout the show, and you want to listen to that meditation. But the first point that Barbara's putting out today is invest in yourself in the morning in meditation and go to her website. Barbara, what do you feel is the most important point in developing a positive relationship with money?
It's to learn that it's not evil. You know, we have a belief system in our society that says things like old beliefs that we've had. We just, like, money is the root of all evil, and it's filthy lucre, and it's it'll destroy your life, and money doesn't grow on trees, and there are all these subconscious little sayings that we've lived with for our whole lives. So we want to begin to shift that belief system. We want to shift out of that belief system into the belief system that money is love. And when I say that money is love, I mean that money has to stop being dirty, filthy lucre and start being the vibration of love. That means, so we want to change the vibration of money in our consciousness. So if we just say money is love, like every time we spend any, or just whisper it to ourselves, it's a little prayer. It's about like changing it from a fear-based, from something that's fear-based into something that's love-based. Because whenever there's fear, there is constriction. That means everything constricts and there gets less. But wherever there's love, there's expansion, and there gets more.
Very simple.
So the more you can bring love into your experience around money, no matter how little you have, it will begin to expand.
All right. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to hear about Barbara's book, Money is Love, but I would like to talk with Barbara for just a minute or two about your point about bring more love in. Fear is constricting. Fear is lack. Fear is scarcity. Fear is there's not enough for me. He or she has it all. Oprah's wealthy. Donald Trump's wealthy. Well, there's probably not enough for me around. So I better get scared and I better be nasty at work or cheat or lie. No, Barbara is suggesting a gigantic shift, a simple shift to love. And love, of course, is a big, powerful, infinite word, a word of power, an energy, Barbara. For the man or woman out there says, okay, Barbara Wilder, I accept. I want to turn from fear to love, and I want to feel abundant. Is it so simple that this man, and please correct me if I'm wrong, this man or woman, wherever they are on this planet, they need to just start loving more, loving themselves, loving the universe, loving the people next to them, even if there's not the favorite person next to them. In other words, finding reasons to love, which is infinite. Would you take that thought and massage it, Barbara, so they could understand it?
Yes, and first, the very first thing that I loved what you said was self-love, learning to love ourselves. And once more, I get back onto the thing of stop, you know, is starting to do things that are loving toward yourself, and then love your neighbor. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that's one of the great teachings of Jesus the Christ, you know, who one of the great teachers of all time, said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. So those two things together are so powerful. Because if you love your neighbor like you love yourself, that means you love yourself. And we were taught, so many of us believe, that to love yourself is selfish. But in truth,
so true.
It's self-full. It's self-full and not selfish. Because when we love ourselves, it's sort of like when the story of, you know, in the airplane, you put the oxygen mask on your face first before the child sitting next to you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's, you love yourself first, then you have plenty of love to give to everybody else. When you don't love yourself first, and you're always in feeling guilty and feeling shame and not loving yourself, and then you try to love other people, then you just get angry. Because then you're giving them your love, and you don't have any. So you love yourself first. As you love yourself first, everything shifts.
The man or woman out there who has been brought up to please, and ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about do not be civil. That's not what we're talking about today. A lot of us were brought up to be pleasers, to please the planet, please Fred, Carol, Joyce, Lois, George, these fictitious people. But what Barbara Wilder's talking about is love yourself. That's not narcissistic. That is healthy. And Barbara, after this traumatic experience, and that's my word, not yours, of your mother dying and rejecting you and your brother rejecting you, you are human. You are one of us, and I love you for sharing it with you. Did you get to the point where you said, okay, they may be negative. They may not love or like Barbara. We don't know her. And I'm saying this because a lot of people in the audience are in the same shoes as you were. When you turned to loving Barbara, what happened in your life? Was anything you put your finger on, a shift of any kind?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, that was a tremendous challenge when your mother tells you that she doesn't love you. You know, if your mother doesn't love you, then, you know, you can't possibly love yourself. So, yes, once I started, you know, to really take that to heart and go, I am lovable. I know I'm lovable. I can find things about me that are lovable. And I set about proving it to myself. You know, but I couldn't go. It wasn't like going outside and getting somebody else to tell me that I was lovable, because that doesn't help, because that you leave yourself. So I had to learn. I had to teach myself to love myself. And what I did was I found myself mothering myself. You know, the way I love my child, the way I love my little baby boy when he was just an infant, and I would hold him in my arms. I began to do that for myself. I would just think of holding myself in my arms and just mothering me. And I did that daily, practicing. I practiced. And I teach women, and that's what I teach women and men to do. It's not just for women. We all have to learn to love ourselves and mother ourselves. Excuse me.
That is so powerful.
Water. I'm going to cough.
Yeah, please go ahead and take a sip of water. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Wilder is emphasizing to you out there, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever you are on attracting success and abundance in your life, whether you're just starting, you're just beginning to learn about this, or you're an advanced reader and listener of tapes and reader of spiritual books about wealth, Barbara is talking about suggesting shift from fear to love, not only love of people around you, but most importantly, love of yourself. Which brings me to your two books, Money is Love. You've talked about how this Mr. Messenger, the elderly man in Boulder, brought up that title, and you went through that earlier in the show. Money is Love is a book about what, Barbara, for those so they can go out and buy this book of yours?
Money is Love is about reconnecting, and the subtitle is reconnecting to the sacred origins of money, and understanding that money is we learn in the book about the history of money and how money started originally as just sharing with each other. and I give you, I give you a woven basket, and you give me nuts that you've gathered, and we share, and we make our lives better by sharing together, and that's the basis of what all money is, and so the book is about how to strip away all of these, like this 5,000 years that we've built this fear around money, and the understanding that we as a collective human being, the collected human race, actually decided that there isn't enough. We decided and made this decision in this kind of collective consciousness about around 5,000 years ago that there was only so much. There was only one pie, and everybody had to try to get their piece of the pie. But the truth is that money is energy. Money is simply energy that flows between people all over the planet. And energy is limitless. Energy is limitless. We as human beings put a limit on it, which makes us fight for it and die for it, actually, over and over and all through history, when the truth is that it's limitless and there's plenty of money for everybody. It's just our belief system that makes money seem like it's scarce. So when we change our belief system, we change the way, the amount of money that comes into our lives and everybody else's. Because this isn't just about us. It's not just about one person. It's about us changing a belief system for the whole world. And one person at a time. You only have to do one person at a time, yourself. And you become a part of the change that you want to see in the world, as Gandhi said. So there is not a finite amount of money. We just believe there is. So Money is Love is a book that teaches us how to change that belief within ourselves. So, and when
Barbara,
we change it from fear to love, it expands.
I love your metaphor to the pie. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of us on the planet have just celebrated holidays over the last few months, wherever you live, whatever your faith is. And everybody who likes to eat a pie can visualize that. And Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong, the person who's living, as you said earlier in the show, in fear, self-hate, feeling there's not enough money around, is living the lie that there's only so many slices in the pie, and once they're eaten, the pie is gone, a.k.a. the money's gone. There's only so much money out there. That's lack thinking. And Money of Love promotes the thought, money is love, love is energy, and the energy is infinite. And once a man or woman begins to feel, believe, and accept that this energy is infinite, they will become an abundant person and attract all kinds of abundance and success into their lives. Is that more or less correct, Barbara?
That's right. That is absolutely right. And then we're going to put in a little caveat on this.
Sure.
Because you're going to attract the abundance that it's in line with your purpose on Earth. If your purpose on Earth needs $1 million to run the business that your soul wants you to be running, then you'll have that. If your purpose is not to be a millionaire, all of our purposes is not to be a millionaire. It's our purpose is supported. When we're in line with our purpose, when we listen to our inner voice, and when we're doing what fulfills our heart's desire, our truth, not our hearts, not what we want, not the stuff we want. This is not about attracting lots of stuff and lots of money. This is about living an abundant life where there's always flow and you're always taken care of because you're in line with what your soul's purpose is in your life.
Well, I'm sold. I feel even more relaxed and at peace and harmony hearing your words talking about money is love. Where can our audience find Money is Love, Barbara?
Well, they can get it on my website, www.barbarawilder.com. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can it's all over the internet, and you can even there's a CD, a 2-CD set, so you can listen to me talking about it. And there's also an ebook and an audio download of the book on my website.
Ladies and gentlemen, make this book part of your library. If you're interested in attracting more abundance, love, prosperity in your life, success, friendship, good health, the life that you are worthy and deserving of, go to Barbara's website, BarbaraWilder.com, W-I-L-D-E-R, and of course you can go to Amazon. And the book is available as an ebook, and you can listen to a 2-CD set and listen to Barbara's calm, loving, soothing voice read to you. So go to Barbara's website and pick up Money is Love and let your life become new and changed and open. You've written also Embracing Your Power, Woman. Wow. Would you enlighten the audience, especially the women and the men who want to get that as a gift, either to read it for themselves or give it to their special women in their lives, Barbara? Embracing Your Power, Woman.
Well, Embracing Your Power, Woman, the subtitle is 11 Steps to to Coming of Age in Midlife. And it's for women that are just entering or are already in the second half of life. I wrote it because when I was going through the change in life, I found that I was getting stronger than I'd ever been as opposed to weaker. And I realized that all of it, I suddenly understood that women in the second half of life, once we understand who we are and let go of the old belief systems, are the most powerful, untapped resource on the planet. That we have all this life experience and wisdom, and plus we are the nurturers and the peacemakers. So I wrote this book, which is a 11-step program, which is 11 points of divine feminine power to help women step into their power, understand who they truly are, and then start to make not only positive and powerful and wonderful change in their own lives, but then bring that talent and that wisdom into their communities and into the world. So it's a course, actually. It's that you can follow and do week by week and gather together in circles of women and do it. There's exercises and all kinds of wonderful meditations and great stuff in it. And it really is transformative. It will transform your whole life. And the
wonderful
women that have done it. Yeah.
Sounds like just the basis of these two books and a discussion now, you are open and available to coaching. You have been coaching the man or woman out there who would like somebody to watch over them, to encourage them, to give them directions, maybe find out where they may be erring in their thinking, their behavior, their actions. So if our audience would like to get in touch with you for some coaching, would they also go to BarbaraWilder.com?
Yes. Okay. And right on my front page, it gives you you can see where I offer coaching, and you can just click on it and learn all about my coaching. And I love working. As much as I love working with large groups of people, I love working on one-on-one with people, because together we make wonderful discoveries, and we travel together in healing and growth. And I have some spaces available right now for a few new clients. So it is truly one of the things my heart really just loves, because I love helping people find who they truly are and wake up to their beauty and their strength and their prosperity and their success.
Well, I feel your passion. The audience feels your passion. Ladies and gentlemen, get in touch with Barbara at barbarawilder.com. And Barbara is available to you to coach you, to support you, to help you find your real self inside, that self-love that she talked about, that infinite energy of love, so that you can attract the abundance, that success, that love, and good health that you so much deserve, you are so worthy of. And embracing your power, woman, can be found also on your website and at Amazon.com, Barbara?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, both places.
Well, you are so big on power. I noticed that you have a 30-day workshop, Wake Up Your Power Woman, which begins in February, where each day you're going to be on the air, on the telephone, or on them. You'll have to explain how you're going to communicate.
Yep.
Let the audience hear about this 30-day program, I believe 50 minutes a day, Barbara, how you're going to support people reaching their power and finding more energy and love in their lives.
Well, thank you for bringing this up, because this is my brand new program, and I just did it once in the fall, and now I'm doing it for the second time, starting January 19th. And this one is called Wake Up Your Power, Woman, and it's for women of all ages, not just the women in the second half of life. And it's there's a conference. It's a conference call, and you call into the conference call every morning. I'm on live at 8:30 in the morning, and I talk and coach you into feeling and understanding and waking up to your prosperity, your purpose, getting, you know, what I was talking about, getting in line with your purpose, getting in line with your prosperity, and getting in line with your passion in your life. And also, the wonderful thing about this is that if you can't make the 8:30 call, which is Pacific time, it's recorded, and you can listen to it anytime during the day. So even in the busiest part of women's days, are so busy that you could just be, you know, sitting waiting in the car to pick up your kids, and you could be on your phone and getting that 15 minutes of just amazing coaching to boost you into this sense of your prosperity and your passion and your purpose. And it's so affordable. It's only $30 for 30 days. So it's 5 days a week for 6 weeks starting January 19th. And it's something you'll just really want to do, because it will boost it's all about keeping our energy at a higher vibration so that we don't spiral down into the fear and the depression. So when you have have me to talk to you 15 minutes a day, it really helps you get into the habit of being in joy and being in love with yourself. And that's what we're actually going to focus on. We're going to focus on the power of self-love, the power of self-love, and the power of finding your own direction and your own purpose. So join me, please. It's really fun. Everybody loves it.
It sounds exciting. Barbara Wilder already conducted one of these workshops in the fall. This will be in the spring, starting January 19th. And for those of you who have ups and downs, your power, you feel strength, you experience what I call the green light syndrome. You're driving down the road, all the lights are green. You park at the front of the grocery store or the mall, but the next day you get a bad letter in the mail or somebody's nasty to you. Barbara is not promising perfection. Nobody needs that. What Barbara is going to coach you on is keeping your energy at a high level. She's going to coach you on how to feel more self-love and how to find your passion if you're unsure of your passion. And if you found your passion, Barbara will coach on reaching your goals, following your passion, and getting in tune with what's important with you, not with what is important with the world around you by any means. The course starts on January 19th, and Barbara just mentioned it's very reasonable in price. It's $30 for 30 days and 5 days a week for 6 weeks, 15 minutes a day. So I think everybody out there can not only afford that, but remember, ladies and gentlemen, you're investing in yourself. You're investing in your happiness. You're investing in your prosperity. So this January 19th, and Barbara, for those who would like to get more information or go ahead and sign up for this, they can go to your website, Barbara Wilder, WILDER.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it's right there at the top, and you can read a bit more about it, and then you can just click the other button and sign up.
Sign up. Very, very simple. Very reasonable.
And right
reasonable
on the very
price.
Front page of the website, so it doesn't even, it's not even hard. Two clicks.
Two clicks. right on the front page of the home page of Barbara's website, 30 days to reclaim your power, passion, and prosperity. Barbara, you have a third book coming out, Sacred Marketplace. Would you be able to talk a little bit about that and tell us where the book is, when it'll be out, or if it is out now, and what this exciting book is going to entail?
Oh, and the title is Creating a Sacred Marketplace. And
okay.
Right now, everybody's all really terribly afraid of what's going on with the economy in the world. And what this book is teaching us is that what is happening is the old monetary system is dying, and that is okay. Not only is that okay, we're never going to rebuild that old monetary system because it was out of balance. Any monetary system that allows 2 billion people on the planet to live on less than a dollar a day is out of balance, and that's the kind of world we've been living in. And but what is happening as this old economy is dying, and is that a new economy is being born. And this new economy that is being born is based on what I've been talking about, is based on love and not fear, is based on enough for all and always an unlimited abundance. And this is a new, have been preaching this for 20 years, but now, there's lots of other people who are understanding that this is true. There are economists, and everybody is seeing that we're really starting to create a new kind of economy that is not a top-down economy. It's a spherical economy. It's an economy that takes care of us all. It's not communism and it's not socialism. It's a new kind of cooperative, collaborative economy where we all help each other. And the marketplace is a place where we come to share our gifts and receive gifts from others, so that we create a new kind of marketplace. And it's a huge shift, but the huge shifts in human consciousness happen overnight. So this is not going to take 100 years. This is happening now, and it's going to shift it so dramatically. And all this fear about the old falling apart, we got to lose the fear and embrace the fact that the old is falling apart because it didn't work in the first place. And open your hearts and allow yourself to become part of this new economy. This new economy that is not based on fear, that is not, you know, that is not based on not enough, but a new economy that is about sharing with each other. And that goes back to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. All of it is, and this is a new way to live.
Simply beautiful. Well said. Creating a Sacred Marketplace is the name of the book. Barbara, is the book out or will it be out?
No. It's close to being. I'm close to finish writing it, and then it'll take another few months before it's out. But so probably not till summer.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned. Get in touch with me because I want to promote the book. I am so excited when it comes out, and let's do another show on that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you follow what Barbara's talking about, that the old economy, the one of competition, of fear, has not worked, is not working. Barbara's talking about creating a sacred marketplace, that is creating your own economy within you, if I understand Barbara correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong on that, that the old monetary system is out of sync. The sacred marketplace that Barbara is writing about, then the book that will be out in June, her exciting new book, is the theme is love. There's enough for all. There's unlimited abundance. There's sharing. There's cooperation. And that brings relaxation within me and peace and harmony. And that's how you attract the abundant life out there, ladies and gentlemen. Is that more or less, Barbara, along the lines of creating a sacred marketplace?
Yes, right. That's right. And you know, it's so interesting. There's since this economy, tanked in 2008, so many new things are being invented that are not part of the old capitalist kind of monetary, of the capitalist economy. It's like, for instance, on NPR, I heard a story back in 2009 about this thing they were calling cul-de-sac communes, and about people living in the suburbs in a cul-de-sac, for instance, who had been enemies in the past. Like one person was suing the person next door for having the tree limb over their property. And now, with everybody having to tighten their belts with the economy going in the tank, they started to share with each other. They started to help each other. They started to say, "Oh, look, I will take care of your kids if you can fix my plumbing. You know, I'll pick up, I'll do your laundry if you can help me with my gardening." And this is going back to this original way that we work together and shared together, and this is the kind of ways we can start create, and we're creating this new way of living together and sharing, and not being angry at each other, not fighting each other, but working collaboratively and cooperatively with each other. And that changes everything. All of a sudden, these people that were so angry with each other stopped being angry because they didn't have enough. So they figured, oh, if we help each other, it works better. And all of a sudden, the anger was gone. And now they're in this particular community, and there's many more that are spread all over the country now. In these particular communities, these people have found out, oh, they're friends. They love each other. It's just a shift in consciousness. They're the same people. They're the same people.
So this shift of consciousness, ladies and gentlemen, this is the theme of today's talk with Barbara Wilder, moving from a fear-based attitude, scarcity, there's not enough, I must compete, I must be better, to self-love, self-appreciation, sharing. There's enough to go around. There's more than what's in the pie. The pie is not fixed. It's infinite. It's an infinite amount of abundance and wealth for all of us. And Barbara has emphasized today to love yourself, learn to love yourself more. If you are love yourself more, appreciate yourself more. There's nobody who can give you self-love, self-appreciation, self-admiration like you can yourself. And Barbara has lived through it. Barbara is there to coach you and to share with you
go to Amazon.com, go to Barbara's website, we're going to repeat it in a moment, and be sure and pick up her books, Money is Love and Embracing Your Power Woman. In June, her next book, Creating a Sacred Marketplace, will hit Amazon, will hit her website, and be sure and sign up for her teleconference starting on January 19th. Go to her homepage. It's Barbara Wilder, WILDER.com, and her 30 days seminar for women of all ages, just $30, is something you can afford and you want to take part in. And as Barbara said, you could be busy picking up the kids or taking responsibilities and just spend the 15 minutes listening to Barbara's calming voice to coach you, support you, finding your passion, finding what you would want to have in life. And that is hopefully more love and more energy. Love energy equals more money in your life. It's simply shifting of your attitude. Barbara, our audience can email you at barbara@barbarawilder.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And
that's
you're
correct.
On Twitter. I love this. Twitter.com/BWildOne. That's the letter B, WILDONE, BWILDONE. That's where you can follow Barbara on Twitter. And your Facebook is facebook.com/Barbara.Wilder, WILDER, and then .9. Did I get that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. Say, Barbara, on behalf of all of our Wealthy Thoughts listeners, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. You are beautiful. You are lovely. We embrace you. We thank you for sharing the wonderful, touching story that we all grew from. We experienced more love and more energy from it at the top of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to the show again. Go to my website at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and we'll have the link up there today, and it's on Barbara's Facebook page also. Barbara, you've been fabulous. Please stay in touch and let us know when your next book comes out and the book after that and after that, because we love talking with you. I know our audience would love to hear from you again. And to you, more success, Barbara, wealth, health, and prosperity in all that you see, touch, and do. I know you are impacting so many lives out there. Keep up the great work, dear Barbara.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure hanging out with you today, Richard.
Thank you
so
much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Barbara. Big hugs to you. Stay in touch with us. Friends, that's it for this week. If you have comments about today's show, please join the conversation on my Facebook page at facebook.com/thoughtsmakeyouwealthy. And if you'd like to have a free shot of prosperity, message, energy, Barbara talked about energy, loving energy every morning, please visit my website, thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com, and click on the Daily Prosperity Message. And yes, you are protected. Your email address goes nowhere. You can subscribe at any time. What we talked about today, ladies and gentlemen, is a point you want to keep in mind every day. Whatever you focus on, think about, talk about, and write about is what you inevitably bring into your life. Therefore, make it an intention every day to keep your focus, your attention on gratefulness, success, happiness, health, and what Barbara talked about during the hour, love. Do that for 30 days and then let the results speak for themselves. This is Richard leaving Chicago, reminding you to love, appreciate, value, and approve of the most important person in your life. That is you. So long from Chicago.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again next Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and noon Pacific. This week, think of something you can do to bring success and prosperity to others.